Earlier today, Governor Pritzker was talking about the expansion of the vaccination program, and he says that it soon will be rolled out to area pharmacies.
Already, Walgreens and Jewel Osco are adding appointments at hundreds of locations statewide, and CVS, Hy-Vee, Mariano's, and Kroger will soon follow. Hundreds more locations will be added as more vaccine is shipped by the federal government from vaccine manufacturers. You'll also find a guide to who qualifies for vaccines in this new Phase 1B. Broadly, it includes those 65 and over and those classified by the CDC as frontline essential workers, such as teachers, first responders, and grocery workers.
Now, one of the people overseeing the rollout of the vaccination program in Lake County is Mark Pfister. He's the executive director of the Lake County Health Department and joins us to help us understand things from time to time. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Steve. Great to be here.
Do you have your dinner reservations for tomorrow night?
In fact, that may be an opportunity in Lake County.
It sounds like. So I was thinking this morning, before I saw that it looks like Lake and McHenry County are going to roll out tomorrow, it's striking to me that the city and Cook County has sort of outperformed the collar counties, with the exception of Will. I don't know if the page is coming back tomorrow or not, but why do you think that is?
Well, we're up here in Region 9, and that's McHenry and Lake. So actually, Lake could have gone into Tier 1 if we were not part of the larger region. So there's just different areas that are having a little bit higher positivity rates, and that so we're definitely below that. And so after three consecutive days, we'll be back to Tier 1, which will allow indoor dining, but with lower capacity.
There it is, the Lake County Executive Health Director threw a lob at McHenry County. I kind of suspected that was the case. And I'm kidding. But also, McHenry County was a place where we saw a lot of parties and things like that. And I think, you know, they did take it a little more lax there than a lot of people in Lake County did.
Well, Steve, I think that's why we just keep repeating that we all need to continue to be vigilant and follow the three W's. Wear a mask, watch your distance, and wash your hands.
Now, Mark, I am confused by all this. And it's I don't know if it's because we've been talking about it so long and, you know, the Tier 1, the Phase 4, it becomes a blur to me. And so I want to get to the vaccination program. But when we go now and we will Lake and McHenry County will follow Cook and Chicago into Tier 1. That means what? Restaurants can be open, correct?
Yes, so there's restaurants can be open, but they will not be allowed to have bar service. So, you know, they can't have people standing or sitting at the bars. That they have to have 25. So there's different regulations with regard to the number of people that can be in indoor gatherings. And so it's served both by the number of people, but then also by the capacity of the room. So there's several mitigation steps that are still required. So it's not fully open or going back to Phase 4, but it is at least an opening.
And were we in Phase 4 in October?
Yes, so that is correct. So we were, before we moved into the tier, so we'll go back, is that when we first had the closure back in the early part of Illinois, is that everything was closed. And then we moved into Phase 1, Phase 2, Phase 3, and then into Phase 4 after the summer. And so then what happened was is that we started going the wrong direction again. So then that's when the executive order from the governor went into the tiers. And then the tiers go up. As you move Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3, if we would have kept getting worse, then we would have dropped back to Phase 3. So, yes, very confusing.
Well, and so I'll just ask you something personal because hopefully it applies to other people too. So in October, when I was going to my health club, I like to go to my health club, and there are very few people there, I only had to wear my mask when I was walking, say, from the treadmill to another machine or from the weights to another machine. When if I was physically exercising, I didn't have to wear my mask. But in really trying to get the answer to this myself, I am reading everything I can. It sounds like as we go back now to Tier 1, I'm still going to have to wear my mask everywhere in the health club.
Yeah, so that's where, you know, face coverings in Tier 1 must be worn at all times in fitness centers or while engaged in individual exercise, regardless of person or machine spacing. So that's
But is that a change from the fall, Mark?
Yeah, so what the state has been doing is going through and updating what type of guidance that they have and clarifying certain things. So they did put that in there originally that all the tier mitigation efforts would be subject to change, but that is in the current tier one requirement.
Okay, so that was a change. And how about, paddle is big in Lake County. People play outside paddle tennis, you're outside, it's in the cold and things like that. And under tier two and tier three, they were required to actually wear their mask while they were outside playing. Under tier one, can they take their masks off?
Yeah, so what we would recommend is that for all the different sports activities, they just actually updated that, the guidance on that. And so you should follow the phase four guidance if it's not directly included in the tier one.
It's got to be impossible for you to take all these questions because every individual has their own individual questions.
Right, and I think that's where there are the mitigation measures. I do know that the state just released them. They are out on their website as set forth in what is known as the All Sport Guidelines, and that gets into the levels of practice and competition based on individual sport risk.
And that's for adults as well as high school and grade school kids.
So again, yeah, that's what we would recommend, that for recreation, anything that's not in there that's exposed, then you would just follow the phase four guidance.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
Yeah, so again, I think it's you need to look at each individual sport as to the potential risk and then what you would need to do.
So there's frustration among some of us that we're not going fast enough, but I think we need to step back and say, hey, we're going. I mean, it looks like we've really made a dramatic turn here and are going in the right direction.
Yeah, I mean, we're definitely moving in the right direction. I mean, we're still at a pretty high substantial community transmission. And so that's why we have to be, continue to be vigilant. And then certainly now with the variant that is potentially more infectious, and then they just stated recently that it could also be more deadly. And so that's a concern that we have, that we don't want to go back to where we started back in October.
Yeah, I imagine pressure on you guys to open up and to get back to normal. That's what the people you work for want to see happen. But you've also got to be fearful not to over-encourage them to where they draw the numbers back up again.
Yes, again, I think this is just where, we have to continue to be vigilant and follow those three W's. And also, I think the public needs to understand, too, is as we get more and more people vaccinated, it's going to take between 5 and 6 weeks for people to get full immunity. And so we're going to still continue to follow the three W's well, probably for the majority of 2021.
All right. How are the vaccinations going? How have you been doing on that?
Well, today is actually a great day because we moved into phase 1B, so I think our Lake County public and, frankly, a lot of other counties across the state are going to see more and more people being vaccinated because we have additional providers, as the governor announced today, that we're having more providers, different pharmacies that are going to be opening up. They're going to be getting their own allocations of vaccine. I know we pushed out over 5,000 doses of vaccine to other providers today, a large corporation, hospitals, as well as other medical providers. So we're going to see our numbers starting to go up, and we hope that they continue to go up as more vaccine flows.
Mark, I know that you're asked these questions till you're blue, but it's hard to get through to us sometimes. So if you're living in Lake County, say you're living in Waukegan, and you think you belong to Plan 1B or Phase 1B, how do you get the attention of the shooters to get your shot?
Yeah, so there's a number of different ways for that to happen. So, for example, like that corporation that I was talking about,
right,
that they have frontline essential workers, that corporation is working with us very diligently.
So is that a private business?
It's a very large corporation, and so they've hired their own vaccinators to come in. We're providing them with vaccine. And they're actually going to start with their workers that are 65 and above. And then they're also going to concentrate on individuals, their employees from different areas of Lake County that were most impacted by COVID-19. And then they'll continue vaccinating the rest of their employees.
How many private companies are going that route?
Well, we're going to have multiple large corporations are getting what is known as their eye care PIN, and so then they're able to receive that vaccine, or their occupational health companies will receive that. So then we just provide them with vaccine. And then, you know, there's other entities, like we're working with the superintendents across Lake County and the school districts. And so we're actually going to manage the clinic at their sites, but then they're going to be bringing in vaccinators and also volunteers to move the pre-K through 12 staff through their sites. And we'll be starting with that next week.
Mark, we're just about out of time, but I don't know if I got you, I let you answer the question. So if you are that person in Waukegan, how do you find out or how do you get the attention?
Yeah, so the number one thing that everybody can do is they can register in our AllVax system, because we will notify you when you become eligible. And regardless if you make an appointment with us or not, is that that is a great notification system. Is that once you know that you're eligible, then you can go make an appointment anywhere. You can make it at the Walgreens or at your private provider if they are able and have vaccine. So we want everybody to register so they know, but they can make an appointment at any location they can get vaccinated.
Fantastic. Mark Pfister is the executive director of the Lake County Health Department. You're always a great help, Mark. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. Snow is coming. So is Demetrius Ivory. But first, Kim in the news.